Good morning. You listen to FordAlley.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Michael Marangi, the co-founder and CEO of BTR Flooring and Recycling. Michael, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's good to talk to you. I ran into you briefly up in Cleveland about a month ago. You told me that you've started this organization. We'll get a little bit into that in a minute. You've been in the flooring business for much of your career, actually started with a stint at Mohawk and Shaw Industries. Then you got over on the dealer side and you were VP of sales with CCA Floors, which is a Starnet member, and also general manager with Carpet Fair, was just in the news last week as acquired by Josh Williams and Floormax, right?
That is correct. I began my early career in manufacturing as a bit of a pioneer with Mohawk and Shaw, both starting in their hard surfaces division, and then spent some time on the dealer side, as you mentioned.
So BTR Flooring and Recycling is just ramping up. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, so BTR has its background in a very large footprint in the Baltimore, Washington, D.C. market, providing third-party logistics, and has a huge warehousing and logistics presence here. And so when I brought in the carpet and flooring division, mostly focused on commercial, my partner and I realized there was a lot of synergies in what we've seen changing in the world of recycling some of this material. So BTR successfully recycles multiple other products, and now we've added a very big focus on commercial flooring with commercial Carpetal and LVT as the main categories that we're developing technology to provide basically a hybrid approach to the industry where we do the service in an a la carte menu, including demolition, as your listeners would know, take back. And then we offer installation services and we reclaim the material, as well as we're opening a plant where we'll be able to recycle that material and successfully have created some byproducts that should be pretty interesting to multiple manufacturers, including the flooring industry.
Your primary business now, as far as to our listener base, is to reclaim commercial flooring like carpet tile, and you even are going to be able to reclaim LVT. And a part of the catalyst for kicking this off right now is this New York extended producer responsibility legislation, which is passed but hadn't been implemented yet, right?
That's correct, Kemp. New York is obviously a very large market, and with the commercial footprint for most of these manufacturers, as you mentioned, we've been very successful through a relationship with CARE, Carpet America Recovery Effort, and the manufacturers to provide this turnkey service of collecting the material after installation, and then we're set up to be able to process that material in New York.
So up to this point, most of the successful recycling that's been going on in this country has been over in California because of the funding that helps pay for the expenses related to this. That's kind of the model you're going to have in New York, right?
That's correct. I was actually on a call late last night with Bob Peoples, and we're talking about the assessments in California and smart EPR legislation, as you mentioned, coming to New York soon. And we hope to position ourselves to be able to take advantage of that opportunity, but also work in unison to collaborate with the manufacturers to make this a feasible project for them on the commercial side. So when you look at EPR legislation, some would see it as a penalty. And in the commercial industry, we see it as an opportunity, not just for ourselves, but for other dealers in the market, as well as each of the manufacturers. And as the pressure closes in to eventually produce closed-loop post-consumer product, we're also really excited about working with several of the manufacturers in and outside of the flooring industry to develop innovative products so that we can relieve some of the pressure. And as you probably can sense, one of the biggest priorities or focuses for us is in the service side of the business, because none of this works without collecting a meaningful amount of feedstock to be able to feed the machines and make this a market-based economic solution.
So I know you're in the early stages of that. What kind of programs are you putting together? Is it going to be mostly where, like say, the mill partners, that they help you collect this and develop the network? What's your plan there?
The manufacturers sell, as we know, through a traditional network of commercial flooring dealers, typically who are hired by the general contractors. And our plan, and we already successfully, not just in our area or New York, but nationwide. We've developed a service platform where we come alongside the manufacturers, whether they're selling it through the traditional model or directly to a national account. We're able to mobilize and provide services that go much deeper than just collecting material, where we actually will take the logistics and freight if the manufacturer requires out of their hands and coordinate with either the GC or a local flooring dealer, and sometimes directly with the end user. And a lot of times we deal with property managers or government agencies to be able to collect this material successfully. And then, of course, the goal would be to be able to process this material and create meaningful byproducts on the other end.
So we're talking about a circular economy here, a lot of things that CARE has been talking about for a while. I know you've sponsored CARE this year. You're a key sponsor for the meeting next year, right?
Yes, thank you for mentioning that. The first, I think, premier sponsor of the annual conference, and we're really excited about that opportunity to work alongside many of the partners that are already in the industry, and also bringing some fresh innovation and members to the group that will be able to fill some really important holes. Because as you mentioned earlier, a lot of the focus has been on California. And we've also mentioned that New York is coming on board soon with other states to follow. While we see an opportunity in large markets where there's a concentrated process already in place, where if you look at Texas and Colorado, the Pacific Northwest, Illinois, and you think about where some of these really big cities are, and we're in the middle of, you know, the Mid-Atlantic and the Northeast, where there's a lot of not only large cities, but large older cities where you see a lot of commercial real estate and carpet tile still being a very big category there. So we're really excited about working with CARE and sponsoring the conference. And what you'll see, I think, shaping up over the next period of time is not only smart EPR legislation that we manage together through some of the challenges that are also in place, but it becomes more acceptable and almost something that's possibly going to become model legislation, where, you know, the industry will say, hey, California, New York, Illinois, we can't make products different for those states. And if we're responsible for generating closed loop and pre-engineering and manufacturing for this recyclability, let's really look at this and get behind it. The manufacturers have stepped up in a big way, and I think they're going to come alongside us and say, we have to cooperate and collaborate with this, and let's do it together.
Okay, Michael. Well, I'm sure our paths are going to cross many times in the near future, because I'm going to also be at the CARE meeting. Again, been talking to Michael Marangi, the co-founder and CEO of BTR Flooring and Recycling, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.